This is episode number 117 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. We are going to be talking again about the market shift. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Chris Payne with A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where we talk about real estate and personal finance. And today we are going to be talking more about the shift that's happening in the real estate market. And I know that we keep talking about this and bringing it up. The reason why I want to do it is not because I want to bore you. It's just that I want you to be 100% aware of everything that's happening within the real estate market. It's so important that you know what's going on for two reasons. One, if you're a buyer, you need to know what's going on in the market. You need to know where your interest rate is at, purchasing power, what you're going to do. And then the second thing that you're going to be doing is, as a seller, you need to know what's the average days on market, you know, interest rates, are they going up or going down? What can you do to be proactive to make sure that your deal does not fall apart? Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, and it's very interesting, you know, we've been talking about the interest rates going up, that that's going to have a cause prices to come down. It's just going to end up happening that way. We've also talked about the average income that you must have in San Diego in order to qualify for a medium price home, and many people doing dual incomes. Well, what I want to talk about today is, how do you know once you've shifted from that seller's market to the buyer's market? Now, I can tell you, we are probably more in a buyer's market at this point than we are in a seller's market. And a couple indicators that I am telling you right now that I have seen in the marketplace already. First and foremost is the fact that properties that I have shown, I am having agents call me and start making deals with me to pass along to my clients. So for example, one property that I've been holding open in North Park, the agent has reached out to me several times about price reductions that are coming and asking me to help her find a buyer. So I've been working on doing that and putting that out there to my public and my feelers. The second thing is that you know, days on market are increasing. And even though the days on market are increasing, you know, and the last time we talked about this, it was about 27 days. Those days are increasing. And as a matter of fact, the more that we shift into a buyer's market, those days on the market are going to completely increase even more. As a matter of fact, they're just going to keep going up and up and up. And when we're about at 5.5 or 6 months on the market, did that shock you when I said 5.5 or 6 months on the market? You are going to have to make a decision. What do you want to do? Do you want to readjust your price on that home and correct the price in order to cause the home to sell? Or do you want to keep the home on the market? You see, if you are a seller and you're going to dig your heels in on the market and say, no, I know this is what my home is worth, I'm going to dig my heels in on this price, then chances are you should just probably take your home off the market because your home is not going to sell. However, if you are willing to be a little bit more flexible on what's happening in the market, that is what's going to help cause your home to sell. The other thing, we've talked about this, you know, you need to bulletproof your home. You need to make sure that your home is ready. Your home doesn't necessarily have to be upgraded, but what you want to do is you want to prevent people from coming in and gouging you on the price. Set yourself up for success. Do pre-inspections on the property. We've talked about this. We also want to make sure that as you are looking at pricing your property, that you're pricing your property according to what's happening in your neighborhood. And in some cases, it's going to have to be streets. You're going to have to break it down literally. So for example, in San Diego, let's take Pacific Beach and Mission Beach. You have 92109. It's got two communities, Pacific Beach and Mission Beach. Mission Beach is different from Pacific Beach. Even though they share the same zip code, they're going to be two different areas that you're going to have to compare. That's one. The second thing is, let's talk about 92116. You've got Normal Heights, you've got University Heights, and you've got Kensington. So you've got three communities in one zip code, meaning you're going to have to get, it's almost like the weather, and we've talked about this before. You know, you see microclimate weather on the newscast. Well, that's the same thing with real estate. Real estate is microclimate. It's just micro neighborhood. And so you may have to go street by street, and you may have to just grid out your street. It also wouldn't even hurt to get an appraisal done on your property prior to even putting your home on the market. These are all ways that you can prevent and bulletproof your way to success. You want to make sure that you are being as successful as you possibly can in this market. You do not want to not set yourself up for success. Remember, this market is shifting. So if you are motivated to sell your home, we've got a plan that can help you get your home sold. So tomorrow I'm looking for that study. I've even emailed Freddie Mac about the study on the recession, the looming recession coming, where people are talking about it coming in 2020. So I want to bring that more to you. If you have any questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call. 619-818-2992 or on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. I hope you guys are having a great day, everyone. And I want to make sure I hammer this market shift home, because things are about to get weird in the market, and many real estate agents are going to tell you what you want to hear. You really need to talk to someone that's going to give you that uneasy feeling in your stomach, because that's the person that's telling you the truth. 619-818-2992 or on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.